Hello, friends. This is Quinn Elizabeth, and I am wandering around the West telling stories that want to be told. This week, I am hovering in a very special place. Of course, there are so many special places, but this one is the homeland for a very special kind of tree, the bristlecone pine. Imagine a wind-gnarled tree that can, and does, live to be over 4,000 years old. That's right, 4,000 years. I'm in what modern people call the Great Basin National Park, where these ancient trees still grow. One of these wise timekeepers was sacrificed for science, and I want to tell you a bit of its story. They call it Prometheus, after the Greek hero who brought humans fire, and in 1964 a young scientist wanted to study the old pines, but when his device broke, the one that could measure its rings without killing the tree, he decided to cut it down. To study it, of course. The story goes that the locals thought this was a bad idea. That might be the oldest one, they exclaimed, and no one would help him. But the young scientist found someone to help, and what do you know? The locals were right. After counting over 4,900 rings, Prometheus was the oldest tree ever found. 4,900 years. That's as old as our textbook history of what is called Western civilization. All that memory in one tree. At the visitor center, I touched a piece of Prometheus which held over 2,900 rings. Wow. I guess the one good thing about the tree being cut is that since each ring equals a year, now tree readers, or dendrochronologists, are able to use the tree rings of these old souls to determine the impact of past climactic changes on living organisms, including humans. So, like the Greek hero gave people fire, these trees have given us the ancient memory of time. Don't worry, there are a few more old bristlecones living around here, but for their own safety, they're in undisclosed locations. From the Great Basin National Park, this is Quinn Elizabeth.